The number of new SARS cases in Beijing appears to have fallen significantly. City officials are reporting about a dozen new cases a day, but they remain concerned about the health of construction workers, who are a critical part of economic growth in a city that's still a boomtown despite SARS. So Beijing authorities have imposed tough new requirements on the thousands of construction sites in the capital. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Beijing.
You can't go anywhere in Beijing without hearing the sounds of construction and seeing scaffolding swathed in bright green cloth, which is choked with grit and dust. 7 days a week and around the clock, towers of concrete and steel rebar climb toward the swiveling construction cranes. After working 10 or 12-hour days, workers from these sites are packed into dormitories and tent cities run by the construction companies. When the SARS epidemic was revealed as a problem in Beijing, that made everyone very nervous, including construction workers like Tang Liyuan.
If one case were found, it would be very dangerous, since it would spread immediately in the whole construction site. We live in a very crowded way. Before, there were 20 or 30 people were living in one room. But when SARS came, that was not allowed. So now there are at most 15 people.
Following other city regulations, this man's employer also takes everyone's temperature several times a day. Posters around the worksite tell managers exactly what to do if anyone is feverish. Tang says his company also sprays disinfectant around the dormitories and serves everyone a soup that's a traditional Chinese medicine. It's supposed to prevent SARS. And worker Yang Ping says they all cooperate, even at the expense of their own liberty.
We try our best to avoid going out. That's the way we can effectively prevent the spread of SARS. And also outsiders, without permission or without taking their temperature, are not allowed in. You can't say we are in quarantine, but it's almost like that.
SARS is not just a theoretical risk to the construction industry. Health officials say they have recorded 184 SARS cases among workers at 104 different sites since the epidemic began. Nearly 4,000 workers have been placed in strict quarantine, including five entire construction sites. Ji Lin, a Beijing health official, spoke about the problem at a news conference today.
Due to the crowded and poor living conditions, those workers are of high infection prevalence. Once one of them gets infected, the disease will spread very rapidly and seriously endanger those workers. Moreover, an outbreak among those workers will directly impair the overall interests of the prevention and control work in the whole city.
If the official numbers are to be believed, the city's strict regulations are having the desired effect on SARS.
Now the status of epidemic among those migrant workers is as stable as that in the whole city. However, there are still sporadic cases reported in individual construction sites. We are now making serious analyses, stop up loopholes, and further intensify our efforts in prevention and control on these sites.
Back at a construction site just outside the walls of the old Imperial Palace, at least some of the workers are feeling reassured by the efforts of the city and their own employer. Tang Liyuan says he feels protected from SARS. He's even benefited from improved living and working conditions brought about by the epidemic.
It's very good now. We are really hoping it will stay like this, even after SARS. Especially when it's hot in summer, it's not very good for so many people to live crowded together.
Tang and his colleagues are likely to enjoy at least a few months of extra breathing room in their dorms. Health officials recognize that SARS is not going to disappear quickly, and it may never go away altogether. Richard Harris, NPR News, Beijing.